Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
What did we watch?
Backlash? The first SmackDown pay-per-view?
It was a pay-per-view.
It's a fucking boring pay-per-view.
So this is going to be a little shorter than our other wrestling things, because now we have two wrestling things a month.
Yay, and SmackDown gives us nothing to talk about.
Because we don't really like SmackDown. Yeah. Apparently we're the only people.
I don't know why. It's not good.
So the first match...
Follow the Vultures. Fucking Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler's the worst.
Fucking Follow the Vulture is Bray's catchphrase king. You know, god damn it. Just go fucking, just a piece of shit. Your shitty fucking shirt. Guy Fieri would be disgusted at your clothing. Fucking hate the king.
I did not watch the pre-show match, so you can talk about it because I went to go get chips.
Yeah, you went to the grocery store. The pre-show match was Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin. Best match of the night. I am shocked that I'm saying this about a match with Apollo Crews and Baron Corbin. Crowd was hot for it. Huge pops for both guys. Fast paced. Apollo Crews is getting like this new aggressive side, which thank God, because he needs something. Your boy won. Baron Corbin won with the end of days, but it was a really good fast paced match. Learn as we go into the show, it's because they didn't make them go 25 minutes like they did every other fucking match, because they only had 6 and 3 hours. I'm sorry, 7? Because
kind of, yes.
Fought twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I came back and Kyle just looked at me and goes, you just missed what could be the best match of the night.
Yeah.
It's like, how? How in the world was Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews going to be matched? That is why I was like, fuck it. I don't care if I miss it. I'm just going to go get chips.
Is really good match. It showed to me that Baron Corbin can work with faster paced guys. He impressed me quite a bit. And I like what they're trying to do with Apollo Crews is give him personality. Give him something. And it all came from Daniel Bryan telling him, you have to stop being Mr. Nice Guy all the time. So I hope they keep going with it. This is a decent match.
So the first actual match of the night was the women's six-pack.
Six-pack elimination for the new women's title.
So it was Naomi, Nikki, Carmella, Becky, Natalya, and Bliss. And, we forgot to talk about the WJW Championship.
Yeah, we got lazy because it's SmackDown, we don't care, so we just did prediction on winners.
That's what we're going to do for SmackDown.
Yeah. I got the pre-show correct. I chose Baron Corbin.
I said Apollo Crews.
So I'm already one up on him.
For this one, I said Bliss. I had to go with my heart.
I went with Becky Lynch. I was right. Spoiler.
It's okay, though. She deserves it.
Alexa looks fucking adorable.
Yeah, her look tonight was...
It was very, like, Harley Quinn-esque look. It looks good on her. She's really fucking good, and she deserves to not be eliminated first in a match that also features Carmella.
Carmella got absolutely no pops at all. Nobody gives a shit about Carmella.
Fucking silence. Like, I've heard that she's getting silence. I've never seen a wrestler get no reaction.
Well, when I was watching, it was either last SmackDown or it was the one before. I remember you didn't watch it, but I texted you because I was like, I've never seen anybody come out to dead silence.
Yeah, I don't watch SmackDown because by the time I get off work, I can only catch the last 30 minutes because it's only 2 hours. So I'm like, what's the point?
I watched it last week because I had pink eye and I had nothing better to do.
I would have just dealt with the pink eye.
Well, last week, SmackDown, like, was watching paint dry. I was so bored.
So was this. We were pretty sure Nikki was going to win when she came out.
Today is 9/11, so...
Nikki was in full America gear.
So I was like, fuck, she's going to win.
Yeah, I even wrote down, Nikki is America, she has to win.
But she didn't.
She didn't, no.
There was some cool stuff in this match, though. Like, Naomi was impressing me a lot with really cool kind of flippy stuff.
Alexa Bliss did most of the work in this match, which is good because she can. And we knew at that point, though, that she's not winning.
Yeah, when she was in the ring for a very long time, I was like, oh, fuck. And then Becky was out the entire time.
Yeah, I was like, well, Becky's in the final two because it's why I don't like six-pack challenges and fatal four-ways. And it's just two people in the ring, and the other ones sell like death for a clothesline for 10 minutes as they just look into the ring waiting for their spot.
There's also that really weird botch.
Except for Naomi that fixes her hair.
Oh, that's right.
She tucked her fucking hair into her hoodie, apparently, when she was injured. The fuck? Trish would be disappointed, Naomi.
Natalya and Naomi were trying to do something on the ropes, and they botched it really bad and could not.
I don't know if I would say they botched it. I think Naomi botched it pretty bad.
She was
trying to do a kind of like skin the cat into a head scissors, and she missed. And then she didn't get it properly, so Natalya basically had to crawl over the top and fall out. It's a problem with Naomi's offense. She tries very unique things. When they work, they're awesome. When they don't, it's just a spot.
Yeah, because earlier she did some really cool stuff that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I do like Naomi a lot. I didn't think she stood a chance in this. So Alexa Bliss got eliminated first by a cool, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a top rope power bomb. Blockbuster combo thing. It's hard to say. Alexa Bliss eliminated first. Naomi was second. Natalya went next. And then Carmella rolled up Nikki Bella and pinned her because they're setting up the Carmella-Nikki feud. So we were stuck with Becky Lynch versus Carmella. Carmella's only offense was slapping Becky, and it was the worst fucking slap. How can you not even slap? How can she slap? It's fucking terrible. Carmella's shit.
I don't know why she was brought up.
She's improved a lot, too, which is bad. I know.
She needed so much more time in NXT. It makes no sense.
She should be stuck being Enzo and Cass's manager. She can't wrestle at all. Poor Nikki Bella is going to have to carry her through a fucking feud.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. But after the slaps, thank God Becky takes her to Suplex City and hits her Bexplex like 4 times in a row.
That was great.
I do love that move.
Ended with a disarmer.
Which I also love the disarmer. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few wrestling submissions, in my opinion, that looks painful. It actually looks like it hurts. I know it doesn't. It's just, I'm doing it right now. I just want somebody sitting on me. But she sells it properly. Mm-hmm. That and the calf crusher, I think.
Yeah.
The person putting it on sells it properly. And the person receiving it sells it. Unlike the fucking Cena's STF bullshit.
So Becky won. We're glad.
I'm very glad for Becky. She deserves it. I love her. I truly do believe she's the best women's wrestler in WWE right now. A lot of people argue with me on that. I get it.
Are we talking about main roster or all?
Main roster.
Okay.
Main roster, yeah.
Because I always got to go with Oscar.
Yeah, well, I pretty much separate WWE and NXT.
Okay.
They really are two different. They don't call it WWE NXT, which always surprises me. Yeah, now they're
completely.
It's its own thing. She's by far the best. She can work with anybody. She's really fucking good. She's good on the mic. The fans love her. She works good as a heel and a face because she was a heel in NXT and she was great. She's just all around really fucking good.
Talking about good stuff, the second match was...
Who the fuck is Jagger Eaton?
Oh, that's right. That was before these. Apparently some Nickelodeon star something.
Nobody cares.
I don't know why he was there.
I thought it was a Make-A-Wish kid. Because he's just like, hey, Miz, remember we were friends? I did this stuff. Yeah, we're roommates now. Bye. Like, what?
And then he was like, and you can be on my show.
We're like, what?
On Nickelodeon.
It's called Friday, this.
It's called this. Saturdays is 9.
And we're still like, who is...
Why?
And then it cuts from that to Bray Wyatt in the back, gently closing a door on Randy Orton's ankle.
Or something.
How did Orton get in the position that his foot was in the door?
True. Bray Wyatt would have had to, hit him on the ground and,
There should have been some other, beating going on. We missed some of the beating, I think.
So that immediately just rose flags of us being like, what the fuck are they going to do with this Bray Orton shit?
Well, we thought maybe Orton, because the stitches or the stables, maybe hasn't been cleared. They're faking an injury to cover a real injury. Whatever. Because first we thought, they're doing an angle for the match. I'm like, they don't fucking need it. He has a hole in his head. They don't need this. Maybe Orton really can't wrestle.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that, Kyle. So the second match was so good.
It was the two losing teams from the... Before, I want to talk about the tag team tournament they had on SmackDown. It's fucking stupid. What was the point of the tag team tournament on SmackDown? American Alpha was supposed to face Heath Slater and Rhino. The Usos attack American Alpha, so they're out. So then the Usos and Hype Bros get a fight again to see who's in the tournament. What was the point of tournament? These guys lost and they still get another chance. Why did you book American Alpha to win if you're going to take them out with an injury? And you're going to turn their Usos heel, which means they just wear black. And they're more fucking boring.
Usos look like they're about to sell me an 8.
Well, they are related to Roman Reigns.
Oh.
This match was, we wanted the Hype Bros to win.
Because I was like, I was completely done. I was like, the Usos are not doing anything that they normally do. At all. No high flying, no super kicks, no nothing.
But they didn't replace that with anything.
They just didn't do them.
They just didn't do anything other than attack a knee again on Zack Ryder. And then they won with a single leg Boston Crab.
At least Zack Ryder had awesome trunks that said Zack Down Live.
Zack Down Live. The Usos are fucking, they are even worse as heels. Even fucking worse. Usos won, though. We both correctly predicted that one. Because we knew. You're not going to turn heel and not have him win the tag titles.
So the third match was Ziggler versus Miz.
And one of the most baffling storylines ever. Because the Miz is a coward. that never wants to defend his IC title, even though he does all the fucking time. He's been a wrestling champion, quote unquote, for months. He's also a coward because he's a safe wrestler. And boring. Daniel Bryan has said this. The irony of that man complaining someone's fucking safe. I know it's a storyline, but why are we as fans of wrestling supposed to see that as a negative, that The Miz is safe as a wrestler? He doesn't bust his head open all the time like Ziggler does. He didn't have to retire
Ziggler
early.
Did
like...
not bust his face open this match. He has not recently.
Yeah, but the irony of him complaining about people are safe and him complaining about all The Miz wants to do is be in movies. Ziggler just started in quite a few things recently. I took it back to the Rusev thing. Rusev was a huge heel because he loved his country.
Yeah, that's one of the weirdest heels.
Why is that a heel thing?
I was honestly like kind of upset about that storyline because it didn't make sense to me of why he's a bad guy because he loves being Bulgarian. Like, that was all it was. He loved his country so much.
Yeah, don't get it. Doing the same thing with The Miz. You're a safe wrestler and you work your ass off. You're a piece of shit coward. So rightfully, his heel gimmick now is, bullshit, I will show you. And he's become more aggressive. And they made The Miz look strong in this.
This match was really good.
He was mocking Daniel Bryan, which is great. And I'm not assuming like the internet. I mean, a lot of the internet is assuming they're setting up Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
No.
If that's really what they're debating, they need to stop.
Especially because why would you make his last match against The Miz?
I love The Miz, but that's not what you want Daniel Bryan to come back for. I think they should set it up for Daniel Bryan saying, I can't fight you, but I have somebody who does, and it's a perfect way to... when they bring up Smojo.
Yeah.
And Smojo just come in and choke the fucking Miz out and run with the title. Maryse blinded Ziggler, though.
Oh, I loved it.
She blinded him, and then the Skull Crusher finale. Miz retained. We'd both picked Ziggler to win.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, that's not because we thought Ziggler should win. He never wins. But we thought they were setting up something bigger for The Miz.
Well, I always have to vote for Ziggler because I love him.
Yeah, I love The Miz, but The Miz is like the New Day now. If it's hard to say he's going to win because... he's going to drop the title soon. He's had it for a long time. Maryse blinding him just sets up another feud. Even though that Miz, at that point in the match, was dominating.
Yeah, didn't need
the blinding.
Nah, but they still need to make him heal, so whatever.
And I love the Miz. I always have. And I really hope he gets another world title run soon. I think he deserves it. He's the best heel in the fucking company. Him and Kevin Owens. And Jericho, I guess. He's the best heel on SmackDown.
Drink it in.
He's the only heel on SmackDown. Everyone else gets cheered. Bray Wyatt's not really a heel.
True.
Baron Corbin got a huge fucking pop, so I wouldn't call him a heel. Yeah, The Miz.
No, I mean, Baron Corbin's supposed to be, like, he's a heel, but, like, people actually like... I don't know.
They're slowly pushing Ambrose toward heel, it seems. They need to push him back to NXT is what they need to do. But we'll get to fucking Dean Ambrose.
So how great was the Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton match, Kyle?
Bray Orton. It's why we knew Randy Orton was ruled out due to injury. So Bray Wyatt won via forfeit. But, Lincoln, he will still fight tonight in a no-holds-barred match.
No holds barred?
Which is no DQ and everything else. Okay. I complained to you about how WWE doesn't understand. No holds barred doesn't mean you can use a fucking chair. It means you can use any hold you want. Chair's not a fucking hold. Whatever. And you were like, oh, are they bringing somebody up? Is this somebody?
Yeah, I was like, oh, boy.
Somebody returning?
We gonna get somebody returning? Anybody coming up?
You know, they've been teasing Goldberg return.
Oh,
like,
wow, Goldberg. That'd be crazy.
It could be a lot of stuff.
It could be Backlash. It's their first one. They want to make it big, right?
Or it could be, I even thought, like, by some act of The Rock is the one that made SmackDown originally. Could he come back for like a one-time thing? Blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Or, you know, it could just be Kane. It could be fucking Kane.
Yay.
It was just fucking Kane.
It was fucking stupid. For SmackDown's first pay-per-view, nothing of it was like big. I was expecting like a lot of like big shit because this is the first one. They want to make a good impression. The
thing is, they keep like still try to build SmackDown as a, like, we're the true one of the new era. AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt and Kane, Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, The Miz and Ziggler. These aren't new era people. They're not. Even your women's match only had three that I would consider new era. So right. I wouldn't consider, well, Nikki, obviously, Naomi, or Natalya. You didn't have that many. We're trying to figure out, like, who else do they have on their fucking roster?
Cena.
Well, he's not there right now. He's out. He gave up.
Well, that's all I got.
Eric Rowan was the only one I could think of off the top of my head. So we were thinking all these cool things with Bray Wyatt. Yeah, it's fucking Kane. Bray Wyatt has it cool, though, when he does the Orton pose.
That was, like, the only really cool thing about it.
I don't know if it was intentional, but I also like after he did it, he just looked and like did the little whatever that Orton does. He did a senton through from one table through another table. Pretty cool spot. I liked it. And then I predicted this. Randy Orton comes hobbling down the ramp, gets in the ring, RKOs Bray Wyatt, Kane chokeslams him and wins. So Randy Orton was fine. He's fine and probably could have had this match. SmackDown's first pay-per-view, and for no reason they don't give a match that's promised to a paying audience.
And it was the only match I was actually looking for.
I understand cards are subject to change because of injury, but if he can wrestle, then have him wrestle.
That's the thing, looking at the card, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton was the only one I was really genuinely interested in.
I was really looking forward to this match because I thought these guys could put on a good match.
Nope.
So Bray Wyatt finally got a win on a pay-per-view and then immediately gave it back, basically. He broke even tonight.
So the next match was Usos versus Rhino and Slater. I said the Usos were going to win.
I did too. Because I thought, why would you turn them heel and not have them win?
Well, they did that because Rhino and Slater win. I mean, I'm very in between on this. I think it's weird that you'd give them the title
first. Yeah. I mean, I like Rhino a lot. I like Heath Slater. I don't like whatever Uso it was running the ropes to lock in a chin lock. The fuck? The fuck is that? Ugh.
Did you like their new ring gear where it said Uso on the side of their legs?
It's just, they're just wearing all black. That's it. That's it. And they don't smile. Trash talk a little bit. They don't super kick and they don't do high flying.
They only kicked once, but it was just like a gut kick.
Don't do Samoan drops and they don't do any moves. They punched and kicked. Why do I want to see that?
So Slater gets his double wide.
Yep, him and Beulah get their double wide. I'm happy for Heath Slater. I really am. I thought Rhino was going to turn on him.
I'm glad he did.
Because I thought Rhino's not there for the long haul. You know, he's still running for governor or whatever, right?
I think so, yeah. You know.
Yeah, but he's tag champ, so kudos to him, I guess. The only thing I have an issue with is you have all these tag teams, established tag teams, and the first one you give a belt to is one that you just slap together for the tournament.
That's why I was like, I...
You know, I don't like the Usos, but they've been there.
And also the thing is, again, going back to the we're the new era thing.
Put it on the fucking Hype Bros.
Or put it on American Alpha.
Or put it on Breezango.
Done.
Or put it on The Ascension. Or put it on the Vaudevillains. You have so many fucking new tag teams. Put it on one of them.
No, we're just going to make the Usos go all the way, pretty much, yeah.
It's fucking dumb. Next match, though, is even fucking worse. It's Colonel Sanders versus the Chicken again.
We've seen this so many times already.
God, it's basically the same fucking match.
Are they ever going to push the Chicken?
Ugh.
Because he's just jobs out to the Colonel every time.
He keeps jobbing out. It seemed quicker this time. Oh, Colonel fucking goes over again. Whatever.
So then the main event was AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose. I have one note for this match. I barely have any notes for any of this because I was really bored. Because I just want to play NBA. I just want to play NBA 2K16.
You got the match wrong. This was not AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose. This is AJ Styles versus a sweaty sack of denim that he had to lug around and toss around the ring to make it look like it was fighting.
It's like it wasn't even like a match.
Dean Ambrose is one of the worst wrestlers they have. The absolute worst.
He had like a couple of cool little like quick spots, but the majority of it was him just not doing
AJ
anything.
Doing the work. There's a spot where he like Ambrose was supposed to clothesline AJ in the back. He tapped him and AJ had to like throw himself into the fucking railing. AJ had to carry this fucking match. And it was obvious. Like Dean Ambrose couldn't even make it look. The worst camera angle they did though was when they pulled back when he did his lunatic lariat. And it was like it was in slow motion. Like, you shouldn't show it in the grand scheme like that, because it's fucking terrible. Dean Ambrose is shit.
I kept getting annoyed by all of the times that it was super apparent that he was calling spots to AJ, because I hate that shit. Like, when it's just lazy, of where Dean Ambrose is laying on his back and, like, is literally puts his like, face to his ear and is just, like, talking.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I think that's the best way to describe Dean Ambrose, though, is he looks lazy in the ring. He doesn't really run the ropes. He didn't at all this match. Like, he jogged the ropes. He didn't really put much force behind his moves.
And he did the same things he does every time. He did a bulldog that gets sloppier and sloppier each time.
He did his standing elbow drop, which looks stupid.
He did his lunatic lariat.
Which is terrible. And unless you're like Rey Mysterio, don't do it. Alexa can do that.
Dirty deeds.
He didn't even do the dirty deeds.
That's right, he didn't.
Nope, he did a hop over the rail, and people thought that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He jumped off a table over the guardrail into a double axe handle.
Wow, and then they said, this is awesome.
I could do that move. I could jump half a foot and touch the top of your head. I literally could do this. That is not awesome. That's lazy. He's lazy. So SmackDown, though. Fucking home of the leg injuries.
Come for Cena, stay for leg injuries.
What the fuck? American Alpha, legs injured by the Usos. Hype, or Zack Ryder tonight, leg injured by the Usos. Randy Orton, leg injured by Bray Wyatt. AJ Styles injures Dean Ambrose's leg and goes after
Ziggler, his leg.
Ziggler, leg. Yeah, that's right. The Miz injured Ziggler's leg.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? We had four leg injuries tonight.
And that's how they ended. Pretty much each match had something to do with their legs.
Why?
I mean, AJ's calf crusher thingy was pretty cool.
I like the calf crusher. This was a decent match in spurts. You could tell they were filling time because they only had six matches for five hours. Jesus Christ, this isn't Mania. So they were filling time. So it was good when it wanted to be, but it was all AJ Styles. And I think the crowd always realized it. Like, they have hope. Dean Ambrose will get a big pop when he comes in. And about 5 minutes into his match, they start getting bored. The JBL chants were starting. I think, you know, people, they want more because they know he could do it. He just doesn't.
But AJ won.
AJ won, yeah. After a ref bump, dick kick, Styles clash. AJ Styles is the new WWE champion, which is fucking awesome. That it's just another feather in his cap of greatness. He's more decorated than any person in wrestling ever, right?
Yes. As I think he's the only person that's won from all four major companies.
That's impressive. I mean, if WCW would have been around long enough, he probably would have won there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kudos to him. Like him or not, he's gone over. He's come to fucking Japan and become the top guy. Ring of Honor, TNA. He carried TNA for years.
He was the face of TNA.
And for WWE to come in and not shit on him like they usually do by other established people and push him to the top in less than a year.
That's why I knew he was going to win. I was like, the first time that he gets a title shot is basically like with like Shinsuke. It's like the first time that he gets a title shot, he's going to win. Well, there's no way.
With AJ too, you set him up. How could he lose this match? He's beaten Cena three times in a row. You can't have him lose to fucking Dean Ambrose. I mean, Randy Orton. Yeah, you can have Randy beat him. I don't know.
So that was backlash.
I don't want to see a rematch, even though they will. Here's my problem with SmackDown, though, is who does he feud with now? Miz? Ziggler? Wyatt? Orton? Because there's nobody else.
Kane?
Baron Corbin?
No, because Corbin's feuding with Apollo now.
I'm just saying that these drop off pretty quick in main event stat. I'm not saying these guys can't get there. I think Baron Corbin will get to a main event status. He could do it now if they push him properly. You know, he has the size. He has one of the best finishers, like it or not.
Yeah.
The crowd likes him. He could go. He's fine. Apollo Crews? No. Bray Wyatt? You've yet to prove in like years that he's a credible threat. Ziggler? You never let the fucker win. Like, what's the point?
Unfortunately, I did not win the WJW Championship tonight.
Nope. I finished 5-3. I don't know why you finished. You gave up.
I'm not going to watch SmackDown. I just don't care anymore.
I just don't care. And I hate that because there's people like Becky and Alexa. I love them. I love Becky. I love AJ Styles. I love The Miz. I'm not going to sit through a boring show for them, though. I'll just wait until the pay-per-view and watch their best match that they have. And I hate to be that way. And I hate to also be the guy that I think SmackDown should go to 3 hours. Because you have all these younger guys that we don't even know who's on their roster because they don't get TV time. I have no idea who's on their roster. But yeah, Raw's long enough, they could have three different people do squash matches against jobbers every week now.
God, we have Nia
Jax, Braun Strowman, and Bo Dallas now.
Yeah, Bo Dallas.
They have so much time, they don't even know what to do.
What do we do? Just make Bo go in there.
SmackDown has 2 hours, and once you get through, you know, this is why you only have five matches. It was just boring. The matches were fine. There was just no emotion behind them because there's no storyline buildup. The ones that should have had more emotion behind them were Becky winning and Slater and Rhino winning. And they didn't. Becky should have been a big deal.
She barely wrestled.
Why not have it come down to like her and Nikki at the end and have the eliminations be quick and then have like a real one-on-one good match? They didn't. It finished with Becky and fucking Carmella.
There wasn't even like a fight. It was just
Carmella slapped her a few times till Becky got pissed, suplexed her three times, locked in the disarmer and won.
Yeah, that was
it. I love Becky, but I give her some meaning. The women's revolution, you know, give them some fucking meaning.
I think her beating Nikki would have been a good passing the torch kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was right there.
Instead, you had her beat the weakest one on your roster that's not out for suspension right now. I put Carmella over Eva Marie.
Well, yeah.
Even though I want to see Eva Marie and Becky has the title now. I want Eva Marie to go for that title. So that's who she was feuding with and kept dodging.
That's right.
I love fucking Eva Marie. I really hope she can wrestle. I really hope she doesn't get choked out in 2 seconds after 2 years of hype.
Yeah.
Should we talk about that real quick?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we can talk. We watched UFC 203.
Yep. Hung out with Voltron, watched UFC.
I had a lot of fun. I like UFC a lot.
Yeah, I always have. I just haven't watched it in a long time. We were really pumped to see CM Punk. We didn't think he was going to win.
The match happened exactly. Everything that happened was exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah, Punk was outmatched.
He knew he was over his head. It's perfectly fine.
But
they knew how much money they were going to make off of it. The thing that's annoying is that I don't think people think that like CM Punk was like tricked into doing it or something. It's like, no, this motherfucker knew. He told them that he wanted to do amateur stuff. They're like, no, you're going on main card.
And he knew that he was outmatched by Mickey Gall, who's fucking good.
Well, because the difference between their belts is like astronomical.
It's like white, brown to white.
Is fucking insane.
And CM Punk's had 2 years of formal training, whereas Mickey Gall had 8.
Yeah.
Mickey Gall's 15 years younger than he is.
Come on.
But, you know, I'm looking at my notes. CM Punk showed, yeah, I mean, he got choked out and gave up his back quick, but he fought it off for a while. You could tell there's like a little bit of panic, maybe.
Well, I watched the post-fight interview with
him. And his ear got fucked up.
Yeah, it was really fucked up. One of the things that he talked about was that the only like tapes that he had to watch of Mickey Gall, he thought that if he was super aggressive out the gate, that Mickey Gall wasn't really gonna know what to do necessarily.
Mickey Gall immediately just fucking double leg takedown.
But yeah, a thing with like people that watch back also is that he probably should have. I don't know, like his reaction time is really slow because he kind of did have a perfect opportunity to do a knee as soon as Mickey went down, because all Punk did was put his arms up and then Mickey immediately went down.
Yeah.
Punk should have just kneed him, but I mean...
You're still going to take him down? A knee's not going to stop you?
Really?
That's not how you stop a takedown. No.
So, I don't know. I'm fucking...
No. You got to like widen your stance and get low.
Oh, okay.
It's like a weight thing to...
I was just reading all the stuff on Reddit.
You could tell... Punk should have known he was going to take him down. Whatever. I give him credit. Give him a lot of props for going out there at 37 with 2 years of training.
Yeah.
And doing what he's wanted to do for a long time. Yep. And anybody that wants to shit on him for losing, and us wrestling fans for now, you know what a real sport's like?
No.
Again, we know wrestling's fucking fake. And we knew CM Punk wasn't going to win. Doesn't mean we didn't want to support him.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. I wanted to see him go out there and do what he... I was curious to see how well he could do. And if it would have stayed on the feet, who knows? You know, I'm not saying he would have won, but...
Well, one thing also with Mickey Gall, his post-fight interviews, he was just kind of like, I wish that he wouldn't have done that. He was like, I knew that once I got him down, I was going to win. I wanted to show off my striking, because he was like, I've been working on my striking a lot.
No, he didn't. Huh? Mickey Gall?
Yeah.
No, he didn't, or he would have stayed on his fucking feet.
No, I am telling you what he said in his post-fight interview.
I know, I'm just saying he's a liar.
He said that he wished that... Punk did not like rush him enough because
Didn't rush him.
Yes, he did. What are you talking about? As soon as it started, Punk was immediately just closing in on him.
And then Gall immediately took him down. So if he wants to say he wanted to show off striking, he's a liar.
Well,
he could have stayed up and struck through punches. I know, I'm just saying. It's just like over him saying he felt a guy tap when he didn't.
Oh God, that was ridiculous.
This is what they do. I'm just saying.
Oh, also, did you see
if Gall wanted to strike, he could have thrown strikes.
Anyway, speaking about Gall, he wants to fight Sage Northcutt, which I would love to see because I really there's only two UFC fighters that I know of. That I actually like. I like Sage Northcutt. I don't know why I like him. I think literally he's like Tyler Breeze. He's just a pretty boy. I don't know what it is. And Josh Burnett, he's a fucking cool dude.
Bisbing's pretty cool. There's a bunch of cool dudes out there. Some are just assholes.
Also, the guy that got poked in the eye, did you see the picture of how it was like this deep in his eye?
Yeah.
Ugh. UFC 203 is really fun.
It was fun. Kudos to you, Punk. I want to see him stick with it.
Yep.
Thanks for Ultron for having us out. Watch it.
We're going to watch more. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're just going to crash the place all the time.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Because it's not fucking boring like Backlash.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Backlash. And Clash of Champions.
I was so upset because I was like, UFC 203 was so good last night. And
I knew.
This is so boring.
I just love that we've come to a point now where you're starting to see why I hated and dreaded the brand split so much. Clash of Champions is going to be the same thing. You have very limited feud potentials, and they're just going to keep recycling them. And then once a year, they're going to do another brand split, shake it up. Then that year, it's going to be the same feuds over and over again. Then they'll shake it up again. It's fucking dumb. It's just dumb. Fucking terrible.
Well, that's all I got.
But good on you, Becky Lynch.
All right.
Yep, on to Clash of Champions. I don't know why I said it that way.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm losing my mind. I'm tired. Eva Marie's creeping me out.
CM Punk.